I know it's kind of early. It's, what, 9:30 or something? I know it's early for the time I usually go to bed. I just felt like getting into bed. No, I'm fine. No, I'm okay. I'm just feeling a bit weird. I haven't had anxiety like this in a really long time, and I don't know how to react to it anymore. So it's making me a bit just confused. I guess I was thinking of just sleeping it off. Yeah. No, you can get in bed with me. No, you're not gonna be too much or make me uncomfortable, I promise. Yeah. You can hold me. I'd actually like that quite a lot. Yes, please. Thank you. What's on my mind? I think coming back here. After having been time at my family's house. Fuck, sorry, that sentence didn't make sense, maybe. Sorry, I'm a bit scrambled. I think it's coming back home after being at my parents' house for so long. For Christmas. I initially didn't want to go because I was so happy and comfortable where I'm living with you. And then I got there, and I wasn't feeling like I was 100% in my home, but I was feeling comfortable. And then just coming back here, it's just, for some reason that I don't understand, it's not rational, so it's just annoying me. It's really overwhelming me. I don't know. Getting overwhelmed and teary-eyed, and that doesn't help me explain to myself. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm sorry, baby. I don't know, I feel really scrambled. I feel like somebody put me in a washing machine, and then left me for too long, and then took me out and put me in the dryer, and then took me out again. It's like everything's dizzy. And I don't know where I am. I don't know what to do. And I don't feel grounded. I feel lost. And it's weird because it's like, before going to see my family, I was so good and happy. And now I miss them. I haven't missed my family in ages. And I didn't particularly miss them when I was with them. So I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I don't know, baby. I feel anxious and homesick and scrambled, and it's weird. I don't like it. I'm sorry. No, I know you say I have nothing to be sorry for, but still, I can't help but feel bad. I didn't even ask about your day. Am I feeling better? Well, I'm feeling a bit better. I'm venting about that help, but I've got this general sense of unease and anxiety, and it bubbles down in my stomach, and it goes up, and it feels like somebody is grabbing my throat. Not the way I like. Sorry. It feels like I've got this knot in my throat that doesn't let me breathe properly and doesn't let me speak properly, and it's so distracting. And yeah, and you know how anxiety feels for me, because sorry, I keep getting emotional. You know, anxiety gives me just, I feel tingly in the worst way, like pins and needles in my hands, and it's obviously bearable. It's not the worst of the world, but it's so uncomfortable, and I feel it just by existing, and it doesn't go away. And yeah, and then I've been feeling nauseous all day because of anxiety, and I'm sorry, I'm panting again, and I didn't ask to sign up for this, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry, I keep saying sorry, I know you love me, and I know you say this is not bothering you, but I can't help but feel bad. What else is making me anxious? Exam week is, it's keeping me pretty on edge. Yeah. I don't want to disappoint my teachers, and then I don't want to disappoint anybody. And sorry. It just, I used to feel like a disappointment no matter what I did, all the time. And I haven't been feeling like that in a long way, but the whole time. But I don't wanna. I don't know, baby. I'm so fucking petrified of failing, and I know it's normal to fail, but still, the idea of it makes me wanna cry, and I don't know why, and it's all so fucking stupid. No, I'm not invalidating myself. It's just, all the reasons I have for feeling upset are dumb. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. You playing with my hair actually makes me feel much better. I won't say I'm sorry, but just know I'm saying it mentally. I'm sorry. What? Breathing. I'm breathing fine. Breathing. Yeah, no. I'll breathe with you. Yeah. I'll put my hand on your chest. We breathe together, right? Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm feeling so fucking riled up in the bad way. Yeah, no, I'll breathe with you. Oh, That actually really helped. Thank you, baby. Fuck. Sorry. I won't say sorry. Have I? I've been feeling all day like this. Why didn't I say anything? I didn't want to bother you, baby. You're as busy as me, and you have exams too, and it's just, I don't know. I felt guilty, complaining when you had all of that going on as well. I don't know, I think I feel childish and a little bit stupid. I'll tell you next time. I'm sorry. I feel a bit like a burden with these things. I don't know. I don't. It's just that I don't want to bother you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for loving me the way you do. I really love you. I know I got a bit frantic there. I know it's valid. It wasn't a full-blown panic attack or really an anxiety attack. It was a bit of a little bit of an emotional meltdown, but I feel better now, thank you. I love you. No, I promise I'm feeling better. I'm actually feeling surprisingly a lot better after talking to you. I thought it was just gonna be a little bit of a comfort, but it made me feel entirely better. Thank you, baby. I still want to go to bed. Even if my first plan was to sleep the anxiety off, I'm feeling really exhausted. I hope tomorrow I don't feel like this. Maybe I don't want to have anxiety anymore. It's tiring. It makes me nauseous. It makes me sick. Sorry. I'm getting into a loop again. I do tend to run myself in circles and then freak myself out and then ask myself why I'm feeling freaked out. God. No, you're right. Tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day. I'll get my shit done. I'll feel productive and good, and then we move on. I love lying on your chest. I feel like I say this to you every time we're in bed. But I just love it so much. You're the best pillow. Wait, baby. I know I'm tired, so I don't mind going to bed early, but you can get out. You can stay up. I know you like cuddling with me. I love cuddling with you, but I don't want you to feel obliged to be here in any way. You were already amazing and comforting me and managing to pull me out of my anxiety-fed loop. But if you want to go out or something, or not out, just to the living room to watch TV. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe you. Thank you. Maybe I do need to get back into doing sport. I stopped in the holidays, and maybe that's adding to me feeling anxious. I'll do it after exam week, I think. Yeah. One more week, and that's it. Thank you. I love you. I fucking love you. No, I'm definitely still sick. Yeah, it's... I can't really breathe through my nose at all. Oh, you think that may have added to my anxiety? Maybe in a... How do you say it? In a not subconscious in itself, but just in this passive way that you don't notice is happening. But it is adding to your anxiety. I think you might be right. I'm feeling better. Being on your chest makes me feel much better. And actually, being back home and hearing the noise coming from the street is oddly comforting. I promise I'll tell you next time I get overwhelmed. Instead of just keeping it quiet inside all day and then exploding. Yeah. I love you so much. I know I'm a broken record today. I know, I know. Can I lay down and just fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.